Hello, my name is Gustavo, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in Texas. Are you currently registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Great. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
A Democrat?
Okay. There's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will definitely vote in March.
Okay. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. So here's the first one. Joe Biden.
Positive or very positive or whatever you said.
Okay. I can read you the options again. It doesn't really matter, but would you want me to read you them again?
Yeah. What was the
Yeah. Okay. They go from like good to kind of bad. So it starts with very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat
yes.
Unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
All right. So very favorable.
Okay. What about Colin Allred?
Very, 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 very favorable. Is that one in there?
Yes.
He's my neighbor. Of course I'm going to be voting for him.
Oh, okay, great. Now, what about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Yes, she does text me 3 times a day, but yes, I'll be voting for her.
Okay, so would that fall under very favorable?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. What about Roland Gutierrez?
I'm not familiar with that person.
Okay, so I guess you can maybe say, you don't know. Maybe it could fall into that category.
N.A., not available. I don't want to give any bad feedback, but I'm not.
Okay. Okay. What about Nathan Johnson?
Oh, very favorable. Yes.
Okay. What about Ron Kirk?
My son worked for him a couple of years ago when he was
running. Oh, really? Oh, wow. That's so cool. What about Ron Kirk?
Very, he lives on my street. Very, very, very favorable.
Okay. Okay, great. What about Yasmin Simon?
No. Well, I don't know enough about that person.
Okay. So it would be like you don't know, like under that category?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Planned Parenthood?
Very important. Very favorable.
Okay. What about Victoria Nieve Criado?
No. Unfavorable.
Very, very unfavorable?
No, just unfavorable.
Just unfavorable. Okay.
Yeah.
And what about Clay Jenkins?
I love Clay Jenkins. My
okay.
son worked for him one summer.
Oh, wow. That's very, very yeah. cool.
Yeah, see? These are all of our people. Yeah.
Okay, now for the next question. It's in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate in between Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Probably Elizabeth, because she's been in there.
Okay. Now, which of the following 5 issues do you care about the most, or which ones do you think is more important for a Democratic candidate to address? So our options are abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's fees. There's education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase their teachers' pay. There's voting rights, which is restriction on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. There's guns, sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. And there's local control, which is state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights.
Okay, so what do you want me to say? What am I answering? Which one's the most important to me?
Yeah, which one do you think like you care about the most and you think is more important for the Democratic candidates to address?
Well, it should be guns. Guns are moot point in the state of Texas, so vouchers.
Okay, so you think the right, like, which one do you think is the most important one? Is guns, sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks?
Well, no, I think that, but that's not smart for a Democratic candidate. It should be the vouchers.
The voucher ones. Mm-hmm. Right, so you think the education one, which is Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money, that one? Okay.
Yes.
Now, what do you think is the next most important issue?
It's going to be abortion.
Abortion? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with pro-jobs, business-friendly message. Or one with the most liberal positions on issues who have the most, like, long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
No, one that could actually beat Morgan Meyer. But you gotta be smart.
Okay. Now, next. Now, you have to kind of rate the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Desmond Simmons, which kind of leads you, so in these statements, I will ask you, like, I will tell you the statements, and this is, again, kind of like the first question, which is kind of goes from positive to negative. So I will read you each statement, and then you will decide if this makes you want to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it does not really impact your opinion on her.
Okay.
So the first statement is, Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Would you say this makes you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it does not really impact your opinion?
Probably vote for her. Who is she running against? Do you know that?
That is not information that I have been given as of right now.
Okay. All right.
The very interesting question. I will look into it more. Now, Yasmin Simmons is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
That's very important.
So that makes you want to definitely vote for her or probably vote for her?
Yeah.
Definitely?
To vote for her, yes.
Vote for her? Okay. Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Yes.
Yes, as in definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely? Great. Mm-hmm. Now, Dallas County...
So she's running against Morgan Meyer, to let you know.
Right. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, Morgan Myers. Yeah.
Okay.
The next question is, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simmons because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Myers in November.
Yeah, that's important.
So it's a definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yasmin Simmons will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Yes, that would make me definitely want to vote for her.
Okay. Yasmin Simmons is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Yes, makes me more likely to vote for her.
Okay. Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
What was the what's the guns?
Oh no, this one is about the fentanyl epidemic. I can totally reread it. That's okay.
I didn't follow you.
Okay, so it says, Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to sway me one way or another. That's a bigger issue for the country.
Which one would you say? Would you say it's more like this would make you want to definitely vote for her because she's going to address it? Would this make you want to probably vote for her, or does it, like, not really impact your opinion?
It doesn't impact my opinion.
Okay. Yasmin is running because she believes Texan politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simmons' common sense problem-solving approaches.
Fairly. I mean, fairly. I would the second one, not more likely for Disney.
Probably vote for her. Exactly. Okay. Now, Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Yes, more likely to vote, yes. The first one, though.
Okay.
Most likely, yeah.
Now, Yasmin Simon put her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
Yeah, that doesn't make me willing to vote for somebody.
So it kind of, it's like in the does not impact category?
Right, does not impact, exactly.
Okay. Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
Fairly likely.
Okay, so it's a probably vote for her?
Probably, yeah, the probably.
And Yasmin and her husband have raised 3 children in Park Cities.
It doesn't affect me either way.
Okay.
So.
And now, in Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big governments out of our local communities.
Say that again? So.
Yeah. In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big governments out of our local communities.
Probably.
Okay. Okay, well, now we're about 68% with the survey, so I just want to kind of thank you for that.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, well, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm and is a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense, gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. So based on this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Oh, because they're the ones running against each other to ultimately run against Morgan Meyer.
Mm-hmm. I would believe so.
Yeah, okay. So can you repeat that?
Yeah. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs for her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. So based on this information, what would you like, who would you choose for if you had to choose today? And it's in between Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg.
I voted for Elizabeth Ginsburg a few years ago, so I may vote for her again. I mean, too bad they're running against each other.
Okay, so you would vote for Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Yeah.
Okay.
I voted for her last time. Okay. I'm familiar with her, but she also lost to Morgan. But that's too much information.
Okay. Well, now we have, again, some statements in which I will read them, and these ones are about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg, and it would be very cool if you could tell me, like, if this makes you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, and it does not really affect your opinion.
This is voting against. Okay.
Yes, this one is voting against. So if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Would you say this makes you want to vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't really affect your opinion?
Doesn't affect my opinion.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg losing record shows that she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer. There is no reason to believe she is stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican Party today.
Okay, that doesn't make me, well, this isn't going to sway me. I mean, the district that Morgan Meyer is representing is all red. But go ahead.
So would you say it's kind of like, does it matter, or does it probably
doesn't
like
matter? Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. That 13% doesn't matter, whatever that was. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, the next question is, Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
No, that's a problem.
So would you say this maybe one makes you definitely vote against or probably
yeah.
vote against?
Yeah, definitely vote against.
Okay. Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Would you say this makes you want to vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't really matter?
I think it matters.
Okay. And Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
Vote against.
Okay. Ooh, we're about 82% finished. Okay, great. Now, after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
I'd probably do Elizabeth Ginsburg. I don't know much about Yasmin yet.
Okay. And now, lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is one of the most important issues or policy position in this a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Abortion and not doing the vouchers to go from public to private school.
Okay. But if you have to choose one of them, which one would you choose? Because I get that they're all really important, but which is like one of them that you would like really fight for, you know?
Education.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Education. Okay. Now, just if you don't mind for this kind of surveys, we kind of have to like ask people what age they're in between. So you can just maybe tell me age if you want to, or I can ask you just if you're in between the ages 18 to 39, 4 to 45, 55, 64, or 65 and over?
I'm 52.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm 51. I'm 52, I think.
Oh. I also forget my age sometimes. Yeah. Okay, now, what was the last grade you completed in school?
I've got a master's degree.
Great. And now, do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African-American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian-Pacific or any other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, or white or Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Okay. And well, that will be it. Thank you so, so, so much. This concludes our survey. So I just want to thank you for your participation.
All right. And thank you for doing this. Hopefully you get a few folks to answer the phone.
Oh, thank you so much. You're actually like the first person to answer. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you did a great job. All right. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you too. Good night. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.